Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Thank you, Maharaj. Set the stage quite beautifully. So, as Maharaj explained, we will be speaking either on a verse or a personality. So I have chosen a personality. And that personality, I'm sure all of us have either heard of, or at least heard of his name, chanted his name. Every RT, at the end of the RT, there are prayers called Premadwani prayers. And these prayers are in glorification of the Lord and the Lord's great souls. So very at the very beginning of the Premadwani prayers, usually after glorifying Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas, we say, Nam Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. So Namacharya. Acharya means one who teaches by example. And Srila Haridas Thakur taught that principle of the importance of chanting the holy names of the Lord as the main feature of Lord Chaitanya's movement. Lord Chaitanya empowered various disciples of his to emphasize a particular aspect of his movement. As Maharaj said, Srila Rupa Goswami was foremost of the Goswamis because of his writings. So Rupa Goswami's writings are the foundation of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And we are also known as Rupanugas. But of the practice of Lord Chaitanya's process, which is to glorify Krishna by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Srila Namacharya Haridas Thakur is foremost. And to show the principle of perfection, he took a vow. He took a vow to chant 333,333 names of God every day, which is 192 rounds of japa every day. Of course, it's inconceivable how anyone can do that. Therefore, when Pir Prabhupada speaks about Srila Haridas Thakur, he explains that he was on the liberated platform, chanting the holy names in spontaneous ecstasy. But not only did he practice the chanting of the holy names constantly, but he also taught the chanting of the holy names to others. In his preaching, although he was born in a somewhat, what we say, obscure family, not seen within Hindu society as very respectable. And Lord Chaitanya did another principle. He wanted to show that his movement is not dependent on birth. This is a very important principle. And that's a principle that somehow is not clearly understood. And it doesn't depend so much on one's birth, but one's qualifications. And one can develop the qualifications despite one's social or economic background or familial background. So, out of all the disciples or followers of Lord Chaitanya, he was considered to be an outcast. So much so that he wasn't allowed to go into Lord Jagannath's temple. Because anyone who was not born in a Hindu family or birth is not allowed in the temple, even to this day. And so he respected that tradition, that restriction. But Lord Chaitanya said that you are as good as anyone in the sense that you are a pure devotee of the Lord who can teach the principles of chanting the holy names. I'd like to still relate one story in the life of Srila Haridas Thakur, which is, I think, to show the power of the holy name. There's many stories. But in his preaching, he became so effective that one governor, his name was Ramachandra Khan, in the area of the place called Benapole. You can go to that area today and you can see the bhajan kutir of Srila Haridas Thakur. It's a compound. You go inside and there's a beautiful deity of Srila Haridas Thakur. And in that area of preaching, he became so affected that the governor became envious of Srila Haridas. So envious that he thought, this person's reputation is destroying my reputation, my influence. So I should destroy him. So he made a devious plot. The plot was that he called all the prostitutes in the area, all the major prostitutes, because in those days prostitution was considered to be legal, or except when there was a profession for ladies who would perform that service. So all the ladies gathered, and he said, which one of you would like to destroy Haridas? And the most prominent, and the most successful, and most sought out of all prostitutes, she came forward. She said, I will take on the service. He said, very good. He said, okay, now you go to his house, and I will follow with soldiers. And after he is implicated, we will arrest him. She said, no, just give me one night with him. Then after that, you can bring the soldiers. So she went. He was living in a little hut, performing his chanting every day. She paid her obeisances to the tulsi plant, which was outside. She came in, and she started to offer nice, sweet words to Srila Haridas. She said, you are a very beautiful young man, and I am also very qualified. I am so much attracted to you. Please fulfill all my desires. Ah, what would you do? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Right? That's a tough one. You might think, well, you know.
In the dead of night.
Yeah, in the dead of night. Beautiful young girl, highly qualified. In a remote place. Always successful, never been defeated on any level. She was the best. Her name was Haralakshi. We actually know her name. And Haridas said, Oxley, you know, I'm very much interested in satisfying all your desires, but you know, I had made a vow. I vowed to chant my rounds, and I haven't finished my monthly vow. So please just wait, and I'll fulfill all your desires, I guarantee it. So she sat there, and he chanted, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. She came in the early part of the evening, and it was about midnight. And he turned to her, he said, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not able to finish my vow, please return. So she left, came back, and she went to Ramachandra Khan. He asked, what was the report? She said, give me one more night, I guarantee. So she went back the next second night, same situation, paid her obeisances to Tulsi, came in. Haridas said, thank you for coming. I'll surely, tonight, I'll fulfill your desires. He started to chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now she's sitting there listening, and he's chanting hour after hour after hour after hour. And then it's again midnight. Again he turns, he humbly, very sincerely apologizes, I cannot fulfill your desire tonight, but surely tomorrow. So the third night, she comes back again, pays her obeisances to Tulsi Maharani, comes in, and he thanks her for coming. He says, tonight I will do it. We will finish my rounds tonight, because my vow is most important. When one makes a vow in spiritual life, we can make a promise. Sometimes we break promises, but vows, don't break them. If you break a vow, that's like, well, it's like worse than death. A vow is a person's word of honor. That's why when we chant, when we take initiation, we make not promises, vows. So again he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And on the night went. And you know, after some time, after 3 nights sitting there listening to this pure soul chant the Hare Krishna mantra, guess what was happening? She was becoming transformed. Her heart was starting to become a little soft. And his association with this great soul and the chanting of the holy name, after some time, she started to break down and cry. And she was crying both because of happiness of the holy name, but at the same time she was feeling very unhappy that she had been sent to do this very heinous act of trying to make a great soul fall down. So he said to her, after she offered her respects, she paid obeisances, she glorified him, and she apologized for her offense. He said, you know, I know everything about this Ramachandra Khan. He's a fool. And I knew you were coming. And actually, I was planning to leave the day before. But when I heard he sent you, I decided to stay. He decided to stay so he could deliver her. And she asked, now I want to become your disciple. Please instruct me. He said, go home and take all your... She was very wealthy. She was the best. She had a lot of wealth. He said, distribute all your wealth to the brahmanas and come back here and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and worship Tulsi Devi. She did that. She shaved her head. She put on white. And every day she was chanting 333,330. She actually was doing the same vow as Srila Haridas Thakur. And she left her body in pure devotion. And if you go to that place in Benapole, I was there just last year. Now it's in Bangladesh, just across the border from India. Alongside of the Didi of Srila Haridas Thakur is the Didi of Hara Lakshmi. She's dressed in white and she has a big bag. And she's chanting Hare Krishna. So there's many, many messages in this, but this is the power of the holy name. The holy name is so powerful that it can protect one from most, what we say, the most powerful attraction in this world, and at the same time purify that attraction or any negativity and turn it into something positive, into something spiritual. So the holy name, as Maharaj quoted that verse, it's one of my favorite verses. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Sudya Punya Sudya Nitya Mukta Binna Tvam Nami Nami Nam. Krishna's name is Krishna. Think about that. Try to understand that. That's a meditation. Krishna's name is Krishna. How is it possible? It's not conceivable. It's only experienced through the practice. And Srila Haridas Thakur showed us by his example the power of Krishna's holy name. So much so that even Maya Devi herself, personified, came to test Haridas. And she couldn't make him fall down. Similar story. So much so that after trying to entice him, she said, you are the best. Actually, I have been initiated in the practice of chanting of the names of Rama, but please initiate me in the chanting of the name of Krishna. He actually made Maya Devi a disciple. She's the personification of the illusionary energy. So we might say, well, that's Srila Haridas Thakur. Of course, we cannot imitate, but we should know that what he's teaching is what is available for us. That is, complete absorption in Krishna by chanting the holy name and complete protection from the material energy. When one is associating with Krishna in his name, you are protected completely. That name is like the association of Krishna directly. So, study the life of Srila Haridas Thakur, Namacharya, he's the best in that category. And although he spent so much time chanting, he still had time to preach. And he was the best of all preachers. So, I would like to speak more, but I can't because there's so many other speakers. It's my favorite topic, Srila Haridasa.
Time to the sin.
Huh?
I can't yield my time to the sin.
No. Everyone wants to hear you also. So, everybody, we'll end on chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Srila Haridasa Thakur Ki Jai.